Blog Talk Radio.
This is AGACP Live.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Las Vegas, and one of his artists, we produce Gino Love. 702, you in the house, Z Talk, baby. This is TAZ, you on ATAZP Live.
What's good, Taz?
What's up? What's up, Smitty?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on, man. I got Gino on the other line.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's cracking?
What's cracking? Hey,
man.
I try to touch base with Gino. He on the move like everything, man. I hit him up. I miss him every 5 minutes. This cat is on the move.
I have to apologize for that, man. You know, brother, stay busy, man.
Yeah, I understand, man. I understand. But it's all good. Like I told Smitty, when he first gave me the first CD, I was going, man, this is off the hook. And Smitty sent me the other one, and I just got it yesterday. And I work for the post office, and damn, we fast.
Yes. Hey, that 42 cent went to good use, didn't it, brother?
I was like, man, it just got here in 2 days. Man, I'm trying to send something around the corner. It take a week.
Man, we don't be playing on this end, man. We trying to get this music out here, man, because we trying to make this thing happen this year, man.
All right, Smitty, I want you to describe what you do for the audience, people that don't know who you are, because I already know what you do. I'm bowing right now in my studio. I'm bowing to you, sir. So tell them what you actually do as far as putting this music out here.
Well, you know, I have a home studio and got all the necessary components to do so. And what I do is create music. And I try to disseminate it as fast as I possibly can. I just start off with a vibe. I keep my ears real close to the radio and, you know, watching the BET things, you know, trying to keep with the BPM so my music can be commercially used in all areas, from background TV music as well as to excellent artists like my man Gino, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm a MIDI sequencer. I program music. Self-taught, never had a lesson in my life, just had an extreme love and passion for what I do with music.
Right.
And
Gino, how did you come about, as far as a songwriter and a singer, how did you come about getting with Smitty Beats so you can collaborate and put out some good music?
Well, actually, I met Smitty. It's been a while back. It's been about like 15 years ago.
That's right.
A friend of mine that I was doing music with, she was a singer, and she was at a production company with Smitty. And I had never met Smitty, and so what had happened is she introduced us, and we've been together ever since.
Man, we got some history. Both military dogs, too, you know. We did the thing at Nellis Air Force Base. That's where we linked up at as well.
Right.
You know. Right.
Well, y'all sound similar to me and my boy Ron L. We call ourselves the Love Brothers because we always ended our last name as Love. And I assuming Gino is related to us. His last name is Love as well. You related, right?
Right on, brother. Right on. Related.
Hey, we're going to have to get Gino Love in here. We're going to have to all do a collabo for real with all the Love Brothers.
Right on.
That's what's up.
Anytime, my brother. Anytime.
The first cut I'm going to play, fellas, is Baby Get Ready. It's the title song of the latest CD you got. It's called Baby Get Ready.
Yeah.
And it's produced by Smitty Beats, y'all. This is Smitty Beats, Gino Love on ATAZP live, baby.
Do it.
Imagine a kiss so sweet. Imagine a touch of salt. Imagine me caressing your body from your head down to your toes. Candlelight, I would say all night. Whatever you want, babe. Rose petals on a bedroom floor. Anything desire. I won't apologize for the way you make me feel. It's a natural thing that love is still, especially when you're with the girl of your dreams. I love you, baby, get ready. Girl, it's on tonight. Baby, get ready. Let's make this fantasy a reality. Let's make this fantasy a reality. Oh, yeah. Imagine me holding your clothes and whispering in your ear. Imagine me telling you, darling, all the things I like. Naughty or nice, however you like. Whatever you want, babe. When you get home, girl, it's on. I'm full of desire. I can't apologize for the way you make me feel. I can't explain this love of me. Especially when you're with the girl of your dreams. I love you, baby, get ready. Girl, it's on tonight.
Baby, get ready.
I'm so ready. Are you ready, baby?
Baby, get ready.
Let me give you all the things that I wanna do.
Baby, get ready.
I'm so ready. I hope you're ready.
Let's make this fantasy a reality.
Oh,
let's make this fantasy a reality.
I wanna make you feel so good. I wanna love you, baby.
Baby, get ready.
Love you,
baby, get ready.
ATAZP live, baby, and get ready. Hey, Smitty.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to you. I know Gino ain't hearing us, but he ain't slick, man. He put that record on at his house and get a girl ready, huh? Am I right or wrong?
Hey.
Hey, look. He come to the door. Come on in, baby. I got the lights down. Who's that in the background? That's me.
Ed does set the pace, don't it?
So how you come up with the lyrics on that?
Well, actually, I was dating this girl, and, I had called her on the telephone one day, and we were just talking about getting together, and I was going to surprise her with the Alizé candlelight.
See what I told you, Smitty?
You know?
Hey, he's one of the Love Brothers.
I ain't even met the brother, and I know what he was doing.
So I said, like, baby, get ready, you know?
Man, it sure is hot out here in Vegas, bruh. Hello?
Hey, Smitty, did we lose him?
I guess so. Sound like it, huh?
I think so, bro. We might have lost him.
Hey, I'm going to have to give him a call back again.
Okay.
I'll give him a call right back, okay? You got to call me. I can do it again. Let me try it again, I think.
Okay.
Let me try to do it from what's in here. For some reason, we let's see. What was that number at now? I got to find a number. Let's see. Okay, let me try it again, okay?
Okay.
Yo, am I back on? I got cut off. I'm back. I got cut off.
Oh, you got cut off. That was the
yeah, I got cut off. I'm sorry, fellas. I got cut off.
Right on.
This is what normally happens when you go live, baby. That's why I had a recorded live show where I already had my mistakes already edited out by the time we came on. But this is what happens. When you go live, all of a sudden the caller drop, and I got to call back into the show. So that's what happened.
Oh.
Okay.
So forgive me. I was back to asking the question, how did you come up with the – I got to where you were talking about the candlelights and getting the girl, you know, getting the girl over there. So what happened, right. Me? What happened, Gino?
Hey, it was all good, baby. That's all I can say.
So when you listen to a Smitty beat, how do you come up with the idea for all the songs that, you know, you've written to a lot of Smitty's beats?
Well, there's once in a lifetime where you run into somebody, and me and Smitty are good at this. Smitty will come up with a beat, and he's great at giving titles to songs. And, what I do, I'll listen to a title of a song that he does. I may switch it up a little bit, but lately here, he's been right on. And so most of the time, I'll keep it in the pocket. It's just the vibe of the music that he gives me.
Right.
Well, that's another one of my formulas for making music, too, if I may add in. I can create a beat, and I'll sit on it until I actually get a title on which I feel comfortable about before I post it. So just in case no one don't like it, I at least like the title of it.
And you know what, my friend who's the other Love Brother, Ron L, he said when he listened to your beats on the website that you title them just right for what the beat is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm very meticulous about that. I won't post a beat unless I feel good about the title anymore. Now, instead of it just being a beat number one or a beat number two, or you know, I don't really particularly go like that. So it's hard for me to actually pitch songs to artists. That's why I like to host them on websites such as BuffBeats.com. They're labeled by numbers, but I have them sold on other places by title as well. That's the way I do it over here.
Well, we're going to listen to one of the beats, the new one that you sent me, and it's titled "See What I Hear." And I'm like, hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now, straight up, I make beats too, Gino. You know how I title mine? You know how I title mine, Gino?
How do you title?
Number one. Number two, beat three. That's how I do it. So we listen to See What I Hear by Smitty Beats on ATAZP Live.
Good looking, good looking. I'm a little jazz joint.
Your boy Shamaestro, you know what I'm saying? Representing Lightyear Productions, you know. Man, if you need some funk tracks, R&B, you know, urban, whatever you want, man, just hit up the maestro, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy, man. 770-873-1893. Again, the number, 770-873-1893. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 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 you know what I'm saying? I'm with my boy, you know what I'm saying? TAZ, you know what I'm saying? I'm on ATAZP, record it live, man. For sure. Ah!
Yeah, this is ATAZP Live, baby, with your host TAZ, Smitty Beats in the house, Gino Love in the house. Hey, my nephew is in the chat room, my nephew Mr. Buzz, who also does music. He lives in Ohio.
Right on.
He gave you a shout out there in the chat room, Smitty. So,
yeah, I'm trying to handle all of them too, you know. And I got my boy Scribes from Vegas. He just chimed in too. You tell us my feet from Vegas. He's moving back to San Diego. What's going on, Scrab man? Good looking out on the brother, man. He's a beat maker too, man. Very serious. He's there. We met online. We're gonna chop it up. I'm looking to hear some big things from him, man. He's doing some things with Rockwilder and things, you know.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Gino, again, I guess you like fell into a gold mine with Smitty here, just like every beat. All I'm going to tell you, every beat on this Baby Get Ready is something serious, and all the singing on it is bad as well, and the lyrics are just matching up. It's like a perfect marriage, man. I know you're like, wow.
hey, Scrap, Taz, is it a step up from the first one?
Yeah.
You know, we try that constant improvement. You know, we did the best we could on the very first one, which we're still very proud of. Don't get it twisted now. We're very proud of it.
It's a hit to me, too, because when I first heard it, I was like, man, this is bad. And you told me, well, there's another one that's better than that, man. I was like, what? I thought you were lying. So I listened to it all the way through, and I'm up here picking songs for the show. And look, man, the first two tracks, I gotta get the first one. I played the second track. I gotta get the second one. I played the third track. I'm like, oh, you can't play all of them on the show. I'm like, you ain't play all these tracks. I'm like, man, go on, pick three and get out of there. So,
thank you.
How long you been writing, Gino?
Well, I've been writing, I've been writing pretty much most of my life. You know, I just started writing on a pencil and pad, and I just had the knack to just, you know, when I started writing, even if it was a elementary rhyme or something like that, then I would have my nieces and nephews singing the things that I was doing. Then I'm like, hey, I like writing. So I've always continued to write, but then, like I said, I mean, and then it just, when I met Smitty, it just took us to another level.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Gino and I go back, this is a little history for you, Taz.
Yeah.
When I first got to Vegas, I touched down in Vegas in 1990. I met Gino about the first year, within the first 6 or 7 months. Gino had a keyboard, and he used to bring it to my apartment even before I got military-based housing, and I would bang on his piano. And I never had a piano lesson, so I used a pencil to mark where my fingers go. Black keys, I was out of luck, so I just had to know where they go. But for the white keys, I was marking my fingers full of lead. Gino be laughing at me. We had a four track. We were doing a four track thing in the elevator.
Right.
You know, we got into a local band here in Las Vegas, and then Gino and I still continued to do our same thing. You know, we were both soldiers, so we had basically the same daytime hours.
Right.
And it was allowed us a lot of time after duty to get together, man. And just make music, man. I used to drive my ex-wife. I thank her for it. I drive her crazy. But we be there screaming and howling like the moon, boy. On a four-track.
Hey, then the neighbors be banging on the wall.
Neighbors
just
do that too. Yes, they did. Quiet hours in the apartment complex.
You guys sound just like me, man. I mean, I have a four track still to this day with material that I still keep on the four track, so I can switch it to a CD every now and then. I clean up some tracks on there because I did a whole lot of recording just as well. So I understand, man. I understand what you had to go through. I understand. I was right there with you, banging on the walls in spirit.
Hey, you know, there's one thing when Gino. I think Gino and I, you know, we go back. I just got something to say about, you know, there's a thing. I wrote a track entitled Passion to Profit. Gino and I, when we were first creating music, we were doing it solely for a passion. Now we're attempting to make a profit out of it. and I think a lot of upcoming producers. So you have to start in the music industry with a passion and let it develop into a profit. Get good. And then when you think you're good enough to sell, if people consume you, then you're good.
Right.
Or people are receptive to you, what you're doing, such as you. You know, I appreciate that. And I thank you for allowing me to be on this show, Gino and I.
Well, it's an honor to have you, man, because, like I said, when I first ran into you on, I guess I was on SoundClick years ago.
Yeah.
Like about 3 or 4 years ago, I was on SoundClick, and I heard, and I said, oh, man, this dude is, he reminded me of my cousin, because my cousin make beats just boom, 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 and, you know, so I said, let me hit this dude up, and we talked for an hour the first time I talked to you. We both from Ohio. We both the same age.
Yes, yeah,
everything
exactly.
was clicking, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah. It was crazy. And then I got to actually meet you face-to-face when I came out there in March. So,
man, I really enjoyed you and Darlene out here, man. Tell her I said hello. Send my regards to the missus, man. I really enjoyed you, man. Look, having you back, and I hope to see you in October.
Yeah, for real, for this house party. And Gino as well, if you can make it through, come on through, brother. Bring a couple more CDs. I bet you sell out up in here, boy. I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Gino, if you do come on and you perform, I'm going to give a warning. Ladies, keep your panties on because you're in my house. Respect my house.
You got a house rule cracking, huh?
Keep your panties and drawers on.
It ain't that kind of party, huh?
It ain't that kind of party.
Right, right.
We're going back to Gino. I picked another song on here. I'm looking for it on my switchboard. Let me see. It's called Let's Have a Party. Explain how you came up with the idea for that.
Well, you know what? When I write, it's so strange. See, when I write, Smitty, you know, like I said, Smitty let me go through his catalog or whatever, and I find something I like. And that particular track there, what it was draw me, it was just something that blurted out. I really didn't start out with a title, and the only thing I came up with, let's have a party. And then I built it from there.
There you go. Hey, when he did that, Smitty, I felt a couple of listeners' drawers came off right there.
That's my point. This cat got perfect. You know, Gino has got perfect pitch.
Hey Gino, I'm gonna send you a couple of beats. I want you to at least have one song. I'm singing their drawers off, okay? For real. I can see the video now. I'm walking in, drawers all on the floor. What the hell? He on stage singing. Here we go. Let's have a party on ATAZP. Record it live, man. Wait on it to play. And it ain't playing, man. Boy, I tell you, tonight, Blog Talk got me in a fix. I done hyped this song up, and it ain't strumming out. What I'm going to do, I'm going to jump to page and jump back on the page again. Hopefully it'll work. And when it jumps on, it's just going to jump on all of a sudden. I'm sorry, fellas, it ain't working.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Hey, Smitty. We gon' make 'em bounce to this. Come on. I like that. Make 'em bounce, make 'em bounce, make 'em bounce. I'm rolling out with the fellas. Looking for a little something to get into. Let's call the girls and have them come over. Maybe they're looking for something too. Let's get it cracking.
The night is young. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's raise the roof and have
Michelle. Michelle's gonna bring Renee. We'll provide the drinks. The music's gonna be live. Everybody's gotta get down. No time for fronting.
The night is young. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's raise the roof and have a little fun.
Let's get this party going on.
The night is young. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's raise the roof and have a little fun.
Playing dominoes in the kitchen, sipping on a little Tanqueray juice, while the DJ keeps spinning records, making everybody feel so good. Let's keep it jumping.
The night is young. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's raise the roof and have a little fun.
Fun. Everybody's getting down. The music's pumping loud. Everybody's getting down. The music's pumping loud.
The night is young. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Yo, man, this is ATACP Live, and we got Geno Love and Smitty Beats in the house. What's up, y'all?
Man,
I like that song. I like that song for real. And on there, you put the little party sounds in there too, huh, Smitty?
Yes, sir. Man, I was trying to bring it alive. You know, I put it out. That's production. I took a standard track that's a generic track and customized it to the artist. You know, I try to put it into the realm, and I encourage anyone that may purchase my music to do the same. Alter it. You know, I make this standard, standalone. I strive for standard, standalone background tracks that let the artist make the beat.
Okay.
I get several rappers saying, "Who else is on that beat?" I'm saying, "You own it. You sell it to your audience."
Right, right.
Don't worry
right.
about the next man's audience.
Right.
Just do your thing on the beat. If you can accomplish it, you know, do your thing.
Blog Talk, I stopped it. This Blog Talk thing is just playing long.
My heart and me,
playing long.
Every part of you, you know
I wanted
you
to.
Just
jumped on
to get you home with me.
Sorry about that,
brother.
Well,
I can show you everything
right,
until the minute.
You're
the one hugging and kissing. No, I'm really gonna tip break down the business. And we could keep this thing steady. Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. Don't let them know I'm getting up.
Hello? and I stopped it. It took. It's like I hit it an hour ago, and then it decided to play just now.
Oh.
This blog talk is messing us up tonight, boy. And it's wearing me out. I feel like Tyson in the last round. I'm getting so up to here.
Woo, man, you crazy.
So that beat that I played first for you, Smitty, See What I Hear.
Yes,
so I'm going to – I got some words in my head already, and I'm going to write something for Ms. V and send it to you.
Man, I'll be honored to hear your phone, my brother.
And I also did one to the last CD when I was there that you gave me. It was the first song. I forgot the title that you titled it. This is called "Who Are You Fooling?" It's a gospel song that I did. Now, hopefully, it'll come on. I'm gonna try to play it again in here because, like I said, Blog Talk was having problems with the switchboard keep jumping in and out.
Oh.
This is called "Who Are You Fooling?" It's a gospel song that I did. It's just all me on here. I'm going to try to play it right now.
All right.
All right.
As we keep jumping, here we go. Fellas, it ain't playing. It'll probably play in about...
In my day, you'll get mushed in the eye. Got the old folks looking, wondering why. Some style you ought to let go, being different, but still in the flow. Go for a job, didn't tell you no, not a know it all, but I told you so.
Hey.
I feel you and you need to be down. I'm here to guide you from the lost to found. Good decision that should be sound. Set you on your way, give a dap a pound. Black men laugh on the totem pole. They wanna see us dance, do you got some soul? Life in the mess, a vertical hole. Knowledge is the key, so set your goal. Feel me?
Is the pay or the shine? You're in the loss of found time after time.
I try to teach you the thing for real, not about the ways or the sex appeal. But open your mind, yet better still, you wanna go bust on a 10-year deal. For once in your life, take heed, gamble your soul on a death deed. Your enemies, watchdogs want to feed. To prevail for the real, you must succeed.
That I did for Smitty's beat. I don't know the name of it, Smitty. I know you do.
I know that. I call
got
that
about 4 million beats, but you know the name of it.
That's two ears at a time.
Okay. I know he knew.
Hey, you did a great job. But I appreciate though that I love, you know, I love the way you wrote that hook on that.
Yeah, people.
It had a good, very good spiritual message in it. So it was a little bit of hip hop and a good solid chorus.
Yeah.
You did it, and the mix was very well, too, especially coming through the phone, very well.
Yeah, man, like I said, I hope we are heard on the replay. I'm sure we are because we're still taping. So on the replay, we'll be able to hear it on the Internet. I'm told they can't hear us on the Internet live. At least that's what my nephew is telling me.
Right. I got my volume up, but I don't hear it. I heard it earlier. I don't hear it now.
I'm having
a problem logging on, too.
Yeah, hey. It just happened tonight. This is the first time I went through, a scenario problems. Every now and then I get one or two, which is acceptable, but, about five or six. It's all good, though. We're going to continue to go on and get this information out. Her lover. Gone. Hey, here we go again. We're on the floor to Gino Love. The song called Her Lover. Gone, explain it, dog. Hey, Smitty, witness a master at work. Witness a master at work.
Yes.
Yeah, go on, Gino.
Okay, this song came about, man. You know how fellas have suspicions that the girl is cheating, and we know. But we don't want to know at the same time. So we're looking for little signs. You know how it goes, man. And then he has his suspicions, but he can't prove it. So he's looking, but he can't prove it.
Gino, I'm going to ask you a personal question. You married, dog?
No, I'm single.
You got a steady girl?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I got to live my life through him. All of us, I'll be like, Gino, what did we do today? Here's the report. I'll be like, okay, dog, I'll be calling you again next week.
Hey, it's like a Harlequin romance.
Hey, why you think they call me G-Love?
There you go. Hey, I know a little bit of something about it. I'm related to you, so I'm gonna play Her Lover. I'm gonna try to. I'm getting ready to click the dealio right now. Hopefully it'll play. And we waiting because Blog Talk is on a delay right now. And we waiting. I'm sorry about this, fellas. Usually you just play on through. Well, Smitty, we're going to have to talk until it comes on because all of a sudden...
Right, I'm here with you, bro.
All of a sudden, it'll just start singing, and we're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, oh, snap.
Hey, how's the weather down there in ATL, man?
Hey, it's hot to death.
Oh man, and humidity too.
I'm out there walking in the sun. It's taking like 10 years off my life each day. And I'm like to myself, I'm getting ready to be 37 in a minute.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to regret. I'm going to lose some age out here. Because I just, hey, man, it's hot, boy. It's hot for
uh-oh.
Me.
You know, it's hot, but it's a nice dry heat out here.
Yeah, I know. Don't rub it in, dog.
I'm cool with it, man. I'm loving it, man. I'm
trying to play it, fellas. It just ain't working. So we might have to talk these last 15 minutes out, which would be cool anyway. Because, like I said, I have never talked to Gino. I called him, I emailed him, and I know he like Batman.
Hey, like I said, Taz, I apologize, man. But
it's all good, man. I'm on the train. But that cat is like Batman, though. I'm like, man, he got a night job, too. He's
fine
right now.
We said we gonna hook up before around 15, about a quarter after, you know, 6 my time, because it's nearly 7 o'clock. Gino was working in the studio, working on the track. When we talk, he's still in the middle of the track. Yeah, he's on a new one for the third album. So you got for that one, Taz.
Well, explain the third album.
Well, you know what? That album or CD, should I say, hasn't been entitled yet.
Right.
I'm trying to put it all together. Basically, I want to touch on a lot of areas. You know, I want to touch on sometimes how hard life can be. I want to touch on love and falling in out of love and all that good stuff, man. You know, it just depends. You know, I got a song called "Keep Your Head Up."
Right.
Not the Tupac version, but the Gino Love version.
I feel you.
Man, we got a couple of tracks in the can on that one, waiting, putting that one together as we speak, you know.
Right.
I hope to have it done before the end of this year. Maybe make them, if nothing else, make a nice, fresh 2009 release, you know, which keeps everything current. You want to, you know, always want a period to be contemporary.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Put a 1980s sticker on it, you know, somebody look at it and like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm about this 1980s stuff.
Right.
You know, you know, even though some of the tracks may have come from back then, but, you know, it's titled to when you drop in that product. It's a unit.
But you know, when you look at a lot of balladeer stuff, it never goes out of style.
It's true, true.
You know,
exactly.
You could still play Luther's first one today.
Right,
right.
But I'm talking about artist release.
If you held it back, you could still play it today, and it'd still be hot. Just like, you know, it's the fast songs that go out of style. You know what I'm saying? The tempo songs are the ones that you could tell, oh, that's 1970.
Right.
Oh, that's 1980. You know what I'm
saying. I agree. You know what? I do agree with you. A good song
slow
is songs, timeless.
A good slow song, you could play that all night, and people still be on the deck. Play it again. Play it one more time. You know, some old drunk dude in the corner. Man, that was the game.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, a lot of your songs on there are like, woo. I said, they're going, man, I'm feeling this one. I'm feeling that one. And like I said, I went through the CD screaming. I was like, man, I can't play all these on 1 hour show. Anyway, and there's another one that really got me to thinking, man, I got to call this dude up so I can live my life through him. Handle Your Business.
Oh,
I was like, yes, sir. It was near and dear to my heart. and look, I'm not the kind of guy that just listens to music and just, you know, just let it float on and just, you know, I listen to the words. I listen to how you put it down because I do music myself. So, therefore, I listen to it just deeply like that. And when I heard the words, I was like, uh-huh. I feel him or handle that business. Maybe she was handling the business, too, you know.
Yes, she did.
That's my brother right there. I ain't met him. This is the first time I talked to him, but we related.
Yes, sir. The end of the business.
So you guys give your information out where people can hit you up, buy the CDs, get in contact with you, and maybe, you know, there might be some other artists that listen to this and want to do a couple collabos. I know Gino, email me the email address I got is good for me to send MP3s, or do you got another one?
Yeah,
if you got another one, just email it to me where you want me to.
Okay.
I'm going to hit you with a couple beats and see if you can do something with them.
Okay.
I definitely want the draw song. I really need that song for real. I'll break off 16 bars for you.
Okay.
I'll think about it myself and just do a new beat and send it to you. But I need something about them draws, man. You singing them draws. It's really going crazy, but hey, I'm feeling that. That's a good idea right there.
Them Jones.
y'all give y'all information out, y'all websites and what have you.
Go ahead, Gino.
Okay, my website, well, you want my email address or you want my...
I want you to email me the email address, but hit me with the website for the people so they can get in contact with you out here.
Okay.
CD Baby?
Yeah, my CD Baby... A website is www.cdbaby.com. Gino Stanley, GenoStanley, all together. And I'll be sure it'll go right to my home email, so I'll be able to get in contact with everybody.
Cool.
Yeah, and you can find a lot of my music on buffbeats.com. Mm-hmm. www.buffedbeats.com. Tell them your boy Smitty sent you, man. If anybody's really serious to getting down, you know, tell my boy Kevin heard at Buff Beats that Smitty sent you, you know, he'll give you a special customer discount. Tell him Smitty hollered at you.
I'm about ready to go there myself.
Good looking, dog. Dad, you know what we doing, brother.
He's talking about a sale. Wait a minute, I might have to
get it. Okay, we really download it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, but most of our music can be found over the entire internet, man. We are at Apple iTunes, Audio Lunchbox, eMusic, MSN Music, Music Match, Music Net, Napster, Rhapsody, iSound. Like I said, man, we're trying to get it out there. So, like I said, if you just punch us up on the internet.
Right. Hey, you can Google any one of us, Smitty Beats or
yep.
Gino Stanley. You'll find us, and I appreciate
yep.
anybody that may support us, you know, because we really put our heart and soul into this. Like I said, again, this went from passion to profit. You know, we're trying to make a profit because we're both trying to make a living at this music thing.
Right. We all are, all three of us.
Yes, sir.
Right on.
Yeah, for real.
This is what I do full time, all day, every day, nonstop, never stop. Some form of music involvement every day for me.
We know, Smitty. 4 million beats later, we know.
Hey, I'm only sitting at $2,000 right now, 2,000.
You real modest. 4 million. This cat got every beat in the world. And
yeah.
I went over to his house, man, and he let it rip. He just let it play through. Man, I was sitting there shaking my head so hard. I was like, man, I'm feeling that. I like them all. Sometimes I just sit there and play them just to be jamming.
Man, I'm a fellow producer like yourself, man. I'm a very humble brother, you know, and I really appreciate that. I really work hard at what I do.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, I'm very humble, and I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your very kind words, you know, because
there's a lot of cats that I turn on to your beats, and they all the time saying, man, that dude is bad right there. So, I mean, they're looking forward to really meeting you if you can make it down here to this house party on October the 11th, which
and
is
my money get right,
Saturday.
I got to be heading to the East Coast because my baby's in Virginia, and I need to get out there.
Well, you
so
need
my
to
baby,
talk,
listen,
you
she
need
said
to talk
she'd be listening in. So, Lisa, if you're listening in, baby, you know I love you.
Smitty, what I'm going to do is I'll give you Darlene's number. You need to talk to Darlene. She probably could get you a cheap ticket out here already, see?
Okay. You
well,
know
let me talk to her, too, man. So you're gonna let me sing at the party?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because we're gonna be on live on this show, and it won't be on the switchboard. We'll just record it out live, and I'll be in control of the music on my equipment. So we'll be all right. Yeah, because we're just going to do it live like we did last year. We recorded it, and I put it on my website last year. I've been doing it the last 3 years. This is the first year I'm here on Blog Talk doing it live. And I'm just going to hit my cell phone on speakerphone, and we're going to record out in the air, and everybody be able to hear us. I won't be hitting no switchboard that night because we'll be doing it live. You know what I'm saying? So the speakers will carry it. And I've done it like that before, just played music with the speakers on and captured it live like that instead of using the switchboard here. And it does well. It sounds just as good. Matter of fact, it sounds a lot more bassier and more, you know, more air in the song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
man, digital's really picked up their game, man.
You
can get a good solid digital signal nowadays.
A solid sound. And all I did was set the phone on speaker and set it in the middle of the two, and I got these 1,000-watt speaker Yamahas. Yeah. you're gonna hear everybody. So, yeah, you'll be able to sing live. We're going to do it for 4 hours that night. October 11th, 4 hours. We're going 2 hours straight as far as we can go, a half-hour break at 11:30 to 12 midnight, then we're going to pick it right back up, 2 more hours recording live. And I'll be recording the whole thing anyway, through my computer anyway, and then we'll be recording on Blog Talk as well. So
right on. Man, I definitely got to make it to the ATL, man, because I got some folks down there. I want to give a shout-out to my boy Fuller Game Entertainment, man, my boy Suspect.
Okay.
He's located. I got to link you two people together, man. He's good folks. He's at ATL. I chop it up with him quite often, man. We got business ties together. He's a hell of a musician, a good brother. Just a damn good brother all the way around, man. So Suspect got his ears on. I sent him a little post out to listen, and Fuller Game Entertainment, look out for him too, man. We all going to make one good strong unit, you know, of music. You know what I mean?
For real.
Put it all together, man, and let's take over the industry.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, little guys like us could. For real.
Hey, Taz, you ain't that little, brother.
Nah,
you made me little to the Hulk, but you ain't little, dog.
Oh, man, I've been hitting the gym like crazy the last
year.
Oh, I've been hitting it. I've been hitting it so hard.
Right.
Next time you see me, you're going to be going, dang.
Uh-oh.
Brother's going to work it out. But we got a minute left, and I want to say thank you to both of y'all. That's Gino Love, my brother, me and Ron L's distant brother that we didn't know we had, and my boy Smitty Beats, who I've been knowing for a few years now, and just he's part of the family as well. I want to thank both you fellas for coming on, and hopefully we'll hear all this on the replay in about a half hour from now, because a half hour they download it and it comes back on. So you'll be able to come back to the site, the link that I gave you, and listen and record it and keep it. You know what I'm saying?
But I appreciate you having me on there, and I'm sure Gino does the same, but thank you so much for myself, you know.
And I'm talking about the switchboard acting up, man. I couldn't help it. I loaded it on there, and it just didn't want to cooperate tonight. But it's all good. We still got out.
It's still a pleasure being on the show, man.
Absolutely.
Well, y'all take it easy, man, and we out of here.
All right.
All right, my brother.
Peace out now.
Peace.
Bye-bye now.